Good morning, New Mexico, and welcome to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company on Cordova Road and streaming on the web at ksfr.org. And we're also podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show whenever you want, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Later in the show, Robert Knott will be with us today, as he is just about every Friday, speaking of the arts. And also Charles Titchener and Dadu will be here to tell us about April in Paris. Right now, I would like to welcome Mary Lou Cook. She is a living treasure who, at the age of just about 90, is still vital and active and is actually having a 90th birthday celebration this Sunday on Museum Hill. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, dear. It's good to see you.
It's great to have you here. Now, you're a living example of how somebody can get into old age and still be happy, healthy, and vital. How have you done it?
Well, I think by being interested in others, having something to get up for every day, I think it would be sad not to be involved with people. You see, our main job is to be happy. And when we're working with people and helping them, this is part of it. This is part of the communication and the connection. It's so important to connect, to support other people, to help people when they need it and so forth. But I'm certainly having fun. In fact, as you know, I won't do anything that isn't fun. I won't say yes to anything that isn't going to be fun, or people that I enjoy who have a sense of humor and who really have values of supporting others and all of this business.
It's funny that you say you'll only say yes to things that you enjoy. You have all your life done, much of your life, done calligraphy, and there's a marvelous calligraphed pamphlet that you made called something like The Art of Saying No.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that was something that came to me years ago. I have been doing calligraphy for a long, long time, for more than half of my life. I'm not doing it now because I have very bad eyes, and so I'm teaching other things. I'm not doing calligraphy. But I was a people pleaser in the first half of my life, and I said yes to everybody. No matter whether I had time to help them or not, I'd say yes because I wanted everybody to like me. This was the first half of my life.
Now, do you think that was female training, so to speak?
I surely do. Yeah, and no self-esteem. And then at a certain point, things turned around, and it's so nice to be myself and to be authentic and to just absolutely say what I want. And I take care of myself, and I say yes, and I say no.
A lot of people who get to your age and are grandmothers and great-grandmothers, their entire focus is on their families, pretty much. Their horizon becomes, you know, a bit more or a lot more circumscribed.
Uh-huh.
That's not the case for you.
Well, my family is this community, so I have plenty of people to relate with. I just feel I love this community so much, and
So the whole community of Santa Fe.
Yeah, yes, and I write letters to the editor. They won't allow more than one letter a month from me or from anyone else. So I try to get one letter in because I always have thoughts for the children and for everyone in Santa Fe, something that will better this community.
What are the issues that you're most passionate about right now that motivate you to write letters to the editor?
Well, on January 1st, I wrote a letter about that was heading that our job is to be happy, and I had about 10 points in it. And we have since made this into a bookmark that we're going to be giving away at the birthday party. This is what the bookmark is. It's started with my letter to the editor, all these things that I believe that I've learned.
Would you like to read it?
Sure, I'll read it. I have to get my glasses on.
We're talking to Mary Lou Cook.
Here it is. The heading is, our job is to be happy. Live in the present. You will realize freedom. Forgiveness is the key to happiness. These are all just short things I'm reading. They're not sentences. We always have a choice between peace and fear. Make your own rules, forget ought and should. Ask for spiritual help. It is always available. Establish boundaries. Learn to say no. That's what we talked about a minute ago. Guilt is optional. Be creative, have fun, embrace life. Be authentic. The world wants you to be yourself. Live in joy, even though you have all the facts.
And that last one I think of as your sort of signature motto.
It's my favorite quote. I think it's a spiritual quote because our mind controls who we are. It controls our attitude. And if we want to do something, we have the intention and then we go through with it.
It's interesting that you have that motto, having been really an activist for so many years of your life. I mean, activism means looking at the gruesome facts right in the face.
Yes.
What are some of the projects that you've gotten involved with? I know you were involved in anti-nuclear work at one point.
Oh, for a long time I worked in nuclear issues, and I still do from a distance. Oh. When we lived in Kansas City, I started a preschool for blind children, very young children. In Milwaukee, I worked at the Milwaukee Arts Center as a volunteer and was president of a huge children's arts program, the largest arts program ever put together, ever. It was wonderful, and I have since been able to see that this program of ours, which went to every school child and then thus every parent, made a great impact on the culture of Milwaukee in the 50s.
Very interesting.
So, it's amazing. It's fun to look back.
And now you have something called the Mary Lou Cook Creativity Center.
Correct.
What is that?
That's a group of us who really want to encourage creativity. We want to teach classes. We want kids and we want their parents to realize the importance of original thinking. Original thinking, not staying in the box and giving the old stuff that we were taught.
And that's not so easy.
No, it takes courage and it takes confidence and it just takes being honest with yourself.
And that's something that you think can be taught?
It can be. It's hard to put it into words, but it can be taught. And creativity is starting to really believe in yourself instead of the usual things. Let's try this. I've made a mistake, and I wonder if this mistake would lead to a new way of thinking, a new way of doing this. And a craft that I've developed years and years ago is called paste craft, which is one of my favorite things to teach. I've taught it all over the country and elsewhere. And paste craft encourages creativity more than anything I've ever experienced.
Really?
Oh, yes. And I'm teaching this, too. In fact, now that I have the in on this, the intro, I'm teaching classes, bless you, in the art of living and bookbinding and creativity and paste craft. So if anyone is interested in details of these classes, I'll be teaching in May. I'll start classes and get on a waiting list and bring your friends. We have a lot of fun.
The Art of Living is a class that used to be called Getting Organized.
That's right.
So the idea that organization and the art of living are somehow connected is an interesting one. What do you actually teach people to do?
Well, I think that by being organized, we are peaceful. I think when we're cluttered and scattered, we aren't at peace. And we know we aren't. We don't know where to find anything, and we walk in a room with books piled all over the couch. That's not a way to be peaceful.
I have to say, I have been trying to get myself organized for years now, and I finally arranged all my books by topic. You know, a lot of books come in by topic, you know, and on shelves. Now I can't find anything. I used to know where it was. When it was.
Well, you have to get used to your new ways, Mary Charlotte, of being organized. Being organized is it's simply having order in our life. And order means everything. And it just is, it determines who we are. We don't have to be nervous or worry about where anything is. We know where it is.
Now, you have a new book that is coming out. It'll be released at the birthday party called The Book of Kindness. Tell me about that.
I have it right
here. And here it is. I am holding it up to the microphone, ladies and gentlemen. It is blue and yellow and has a little bit of a sort of Japanese aesthetic feel to the cover.
Yes, the book is just out. Today is the first time anyone has seen it. And
published by Ocean Tree Books here in Santa Fe.
Yes. It's a book that is so sweet. I think people are going to love it for gifts. It's a small book, and we have used quotes. We've compiled these. Very few of these are original. They're compiled from the earliest philosophers all over the world. And so three of us, Jan Lurie and Richard Polese and I, have worked on this. And so the book is being published for the first time this weekend. We're having a book signing at Garcia Street Books Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. And I hope everyone can come. And also, I don't know that we've mentioned my birthday party that's coming up.
Yes, indeed.
You did mention it, yes.
Yeah, right at the beginning.
There's my memory, you see.
So two events this weekend. So the Garcia Street Books book signing reading at 5 o'clock. I mean at 4 o'clock on Saturday. And then on Sunday in the afternoon from 1 to 4 at Museum Hill, a great big, what is it, right on the plaza there, on Milner Plaza?
It's on the plaza.
A great big Mary Lou Cook 90th birthday party. Now, that you're inviting your friends and community to come to this.
Yes.
And what will be happening there?
Well, I've been here for 40 years, and I've worked in many things and have many friends, and I hope everyone who hears this who is worked with me and who are friends will come on up to the Folk Art Museum. There's going to be drumming, Eric and Elise Gent, my dear friends, and so many, Sally Blakemore, all kinds of music, all kinds of dancing, and the woman named Connie Buffalo is the woman who put this together. About 5 months ago, Connie said, I'm going to give you a big birthday party. And she meant it, and it is going to be big. We have no idea how many people are coming. It's just going to be fun.
And can people bring food or potluck types of things?
They can bring anything they want. There will be cakes. I understand there are 7 enormous, enormous cakes, and I don't know what else.
And you better have the first slice of each one.
Yeah. There are a lot of things they have not told me. There's a whole committee doing the planning for this. So I know a few things, and they've told me when to get there and so forth. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, you have managed to maintain your health all of these years, and you've had a couple of bouts with leukemia and have turned away from so-called traditional or conventional medicine. What have you done? How have you kept so healthy?
I really believe in alternative healing. And so for years, I've worked with Hazel Parcells and Madeline Goulard.
And Hazel Parcells, who lived to be over 100.
106, yes. Good. I'm glad you remembered her. So she was a very good friend. She helped me. So there are so many alternative methods, so many things, if we are open to them and trust in them. Acupuncture, on and on. Reiki, on and on and on and on.
And what's worked best for you?
A little of everything, and attitude, and I don't believe in worrying, I don't believe in fear. The main thing that I've learned in my life is that we always have a choice between peace and fear. And why would we choose fear? So I've just had an attitude of enjoying life and trusting, and I've had a lot of people help me, still do.
You, when we sat down to my little table to do this interview today, you were looking at a little peace obelisk that I have on my table each day, and you are called the mother of the peace poles in Santa Fe. Tell us about those.
Peace poles. This has been around for 20 or years or more. I started by a Japanese woman, and what it is, it's a square piece of very good wood that weathers well. that has on all four sides, let peace prevail on earth. And this is always in different languages. And if you're trekking in the Himalayas or any place else, you'll run into peace poles planted in the most unlikely places all over the world. There are people who love to plant these. And I happen to be the mother of the peace poles in Santa Fe. So we've planted a peace pole at the prep school at Southwestern College that I can think of. And it's we had the choice of figuring out which languages. As I remember, we chose Navajo for one, Spanish, English. I can't remember the fourth language, but this is what peace poles are. And for a while, we had the peace pole. Ann Desberg and I gave one to the city, and the city didn't know where to plant it. So finally, we decided on the downtown library. And we had this in the front yard of the downtown library on Washington Avenue. And I remember we used to have more events around that peace pole.
Is it still there?
No. No, the library was concerned about the upkeep, so they asked that it be removed. And so we removed it to Ann Dasberg's backyard. So that's where it still is.
Well, Mary Lou Cook, we look forward to seeing you at your birthday party on Sunday, the 27th of May, this coming Sunday.
No, Sunday of April.
I'm a month ahead of ourselves here. So 27th of April from 1 to 4 at Museum Hill. And congratulations on all the work. Oh, we have to just talk very quickly. You are a living treasure, but you also started the Living Treasures program yourself.
Yes, I did.
Briefly about that before we go.
Yeah. Well, this was started in 1984, and a few of us had just finished a peace project, and we said, what'll we do next? We like working together, so we decided we would try to honor the people who have made Santa Fe such a wonderful place, and it turned out to be a very good decision.
And this was all elders?
People over 70 can be nominated. We never... We've made one exception. I believe in making my rules and break them anytime I want to. So we had one young man honored. And but it's so lovely to meet the people who live amongst us and realize the things that they are doing and have done.
Well, Mary Lou, you are a living treasure, and it's wonderful to have you here on the air again. And we will see you on your birthday on Sunday, or your birthday party on Sunday at Museum Hill and at Garcia Street Books at 4 o'clock for the release of your new book, The Book of Kindness, Power of the Gentle Path. Thank you so much for being
here. You're welcome.
We're going to take a little break right now, and we will be speaking to Dadu and Charles Titchener about April in Paris. Here comes some music.
I want to step out down the Champs-Élysées, from the Arc de Triomphe to the Petit Palais. That's for me. Bonjour Paris. I want to wander through the Saint-Honoré, do some window shopping in the Rue de la Paix. That's for me. Bonjour Paris. I want to see the den of thinking men, like Jean-Paul Sartre. I must philosophize with all the guys around Montmartre. On Montparnasse, I'm strictly tourist, but I couldn't care less. When they parlez-vous me, then I gotta confess, that's for me. Bonjour Paris. Très gay, très chic, très magnifique. C'est moi, c'est vous, c'est grand, c'est tout. Ooh, it's too good to be true. Oh, the things we can do.
And I'd like now to welcome Charles Titchener and Ron Dadu Romanofsky who are playing this music in the background. No, who are we're playing from their disc, April in Paris, in the background. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
It would be nice if were live.
It would be wonderful if it were live.
Yeah.
We were talking about doing it live, but Dadu said that he didn't want to disrupt the the quiet atmosphere of the Cafe Bacon Company in the morning.
That was my reasoning, yes.
Yeah, and what Dadu says goes.
That's so true.
True.
Is that your experience?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Definitely.
The April in Paris, we're getting to it a little late. The last April in Paris is this Sunday at 4 o'clock at Vanessi on West San Francisco Street. But April in Paris, so is the whole entire disc is... about Paris, about songs of France or songs that you composed?
It's I composed one of the songs, but it's songs about Paris, about France, and sung in French and English, mostly in French. There's songs that we've been performing for years and years in this show since we started doing it, and this is kind of the best of all the material that we've done, I think.
And how long have you been working together?
Oh, 5 or 6 years. Yeah.
And you do April in Paris every April.
Yeah. Dadu and I met in a French class.
Is that right?
Yes.
Because we both were Francophiles and Francophones. So we met in a French class together. We were just beginning. And but I knew Ron from his other work.
Ron, we sort of Dadu. Know each other
With Romanofsky and Phillips.
Yeah, with Romanofsky and Phillips. But when we both discovered that we have this mutual love of French, the French language, the French culture, we decided to get together, and since I play the piano so brilliantly, and Dadu is a master accordionist, we just decided to get together and do these French songs. We have a lot of fun doing it, and people really like it. They do.
I'm really kind of surprised at the response. I had no idea there were this many other Francophiles and fans of French music in Santa Fe, of all places.
Oh, yeah.
And fans of the accordion, too.
Yes.
Of which I am one. My father played the accordion, the Italian-style accordion.
Right.
And it's a wonderful instrument. How did you take it up?
I was fascinated with the instrument for many, many years, although I didn't take it up till about 10 years ago. I played guitar and piano since I was a teenager, but I didn't know all the time that I was really an accordionist. And...
Deep inside, there was an accordion screaming to get out.
Right, so I finally came out of my closet, and I was always fascinated with the instrument, and I bought one year, and it sat on my piano for about 2 years until I found a teacher, which wasn't an easy thing to do, but yeah. And then I just practiced every day. I was crazy about it, and listened to any French music, but someone had recommended that I check it out, because I was looking for the songs that would sound really good on the accordion, and it's just perfect. You know, when Americans think of the accordion, they usually think of polka, so it has kind of a bad rep in this country, thanks to Lawrence Welk. But what I play is much different, much more romantic and melodic kind of stuff.
Now, you've been playing piano since you were a child, Charles?
Yes, I started when I was 9.
And did you start playing classical piano?
Yes, from Sister Mary Marguerite.
Oh, you're a little Catholic boy?
Oh, I'm a little Catholic boy. I'm a big Catholic boy now. Oh, yeah.
And what happened next? You got into other kinds of music, or you stayed classical for a while?
In terms of music, I was taught by nuns. And then I, all the way through my beginning developmental years, learning the fundamentals of music. And then I went to a school in Kentucky, in Western Kentucky, called Murray State University. Murray. And that's where I got my bachelor's of music education at Murray. You know, nothing.
And left Catholicism behind?
Oh, did I ever? Yeah. Yeah, I dumped religion for spirituality. Yeah. So here I am with you.
So here we are together.
Yes.
In a spiritual space known as the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Exactly. Yeah, it's great to be here.
So I heard that the song April in Paris, the word April was chosen just because it scanned properly, it had the right number of syllables and emphasis and so on, but that April in Paris is in fact not a very nice month there.
Where did you hear that?
I heard some on a radio interview.
Oh, it's probably chilly.
Well, we've heard some rumors about that song, but that's not one of them. I've actually never been to Paris in April because we're always doing this show, so I can't go.
It's probably a lot like Santa Fe. It can go either way. It can be warmish or it can be coolish in April. So
your last April in Paris performance is this Sunday at 4 o'clock at Vanessi. What do you do after that? May in Santa Fe?
Well, yeah, we could.
We're rehearsing for our next show, August in Española. No, actually, I'm doing a couple shows in June with my band at Body on June 6th and at Rainbow Vision on June 14th.
Tell us about your band.
My band is a quintet, including me, bass, drums, Hillary Schacht on violin and second vocals, and a great guitar player named Brandy Herbert. And it's kind of a cabaret, rock, show tune kind of evening. I write, you know, it's all my original music, that stuff from my Romanovsky and Phillips repertoire, some political satire, some, I write a lot of instrumentals for violin and accordion, actually, some of that. It's kind of the Dadu show.
Yeah. And so all this is coming up. And meanwhile, you play, Charles, piano regularly at Vanessi.
I've been there for 17 years.
That's quite a while.
Four nights a week. Quite a while.
And do you, are you always bringing new material in?
Yeah. Yeah. But I'm, you know, I'm a pretty good sight reader.
Is that right?
So if people bring...
That's what you learned at Murray.
Yeah. So if people bring me music, can you play this song? I just play it.
Wow.
I'm pretty good at that. I mean... That's the only thing I really know how to do. I can't fix your car. I don't have my real estate license, you know. So, and I'm not very good at psychotherapy. But I can sight
Who
read
is?
At the, I can sight read at the piano. So if I have a big book of big stack of fake books, I can just flip through them and just play whatever's there.
Amazing.
You know, so I do a lot of that, which means I also sit there with my reading glasses on, which doesn't make me look you know, like the youngest kid on the block. It's, you know, I don't look like a 20-year-old kid sitting there. But, oh well, it's the price we pay for experience.
That and wisdom.
Yes, do I have wisdom?
I don't know. No. Dadu, does he have wisdom?
No.
Well, of course he does.
Which will be in great evidence this Sunday at 4 o'clock at Vanessi. Charles Tichner and Ron Dadu Romanovsky, thank you so much for being with us on the Santa Fe
Merci
Radio Cafe.
Beaucoup.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
And we're going to go out with another one of your songs right now.
Excellent.
Groovy.
And I'd like now to welcome Robert Knott. He is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo, which is the Friday arts magazine in the Santa Fe, New Mexico, and he's here with us just about every Friday speaking of the arts. Welcome, Robert.
Good morning, Mary Charlotte.
Good morning, croissant.
Well, absolutely. These French, they always make me feel so like I'm doing a French accent.
Yes, and with that little burgeoning mustache, you totally pass.
Go.
All you need is a beret.
There we go. I walk on every morning, and that's what I get, some sort of anecdote.
Anecdote?
Yeah, you know, you're always throwing something at me.
I'm throwing anecdotes at you? Do they hurt?
Never mind that. Later in the show, we'll reiterate the thing about these French guys doing your shtick on Sunday at Vanessi's. And I'll sing Beyond the Sea in French.
And you know what, Al? There's a lot of things happening on Sunday. Sunday, we just talked yesterday about the Camera Obscura, which is happening on Louisa Street at the Santa Fe Strings building. They've taken a room, they're darkening it, punching a little hole, or having a little, basically a pinhole. And what happens is that the whole street scene outside is projected upside down and backwards on the wall of the room.
Oh, that's like looking at the total eclipse, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Remember when you were a kid and you made a little hole in the piece of paper?
Yeah, you made a little pinhole in a piece of cardboard, and then you were looking at the eclipse, and it was a tiny crescent on the ground or on whatever surface you were projecting it onto.
Because otherwise you'd go blind, right?
If you looked straight at the sun,
right.
That's a very bad idea.
Is it also true that if you sneeze with your eyes open, your eyes pop out?
No.
Did those guys, Mythbusters, prove that wrong?
You're the authority on things like that.
Well, since you brought up Sunday, let's talk about everything happening on Sunday.
And Mary Lou Cook's birthday.
Happy birthday, Mary Lou Cook. Happy birthday, Mary Lou Cook. Happy birthday, Mary Lou.
Cook.
Happy birthday, Mary Lou Cook. Mm-mm. That's at 1 o'clock at the Museum of International Folk Art, no charge. That same day is Happy End, the College of Santa Fe doing the Kurt Weill Bertolt Brecht musical set in 1919 Chicago. There's a story on today's Pasatiempo by Craig Smith. Runs all weekend. Willy Wonka Jr. continues at Santa Fe Performing Arts.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it. I missed a lot of things lately. I've been working a lot, and I've missed a lot of stuff, and I'm really sorry. I missed a lot of stage shows in the past couple of months. So, and I'm going out of town this weekend. I'm leaving this afternoon.
Oh.
I'm going out to Monument Valley.
That's nice.
I know. I'm
going to
drive with a couple of local hombres, tough guys. I pulled them out of a bar the other night. Claggett and Boggs are heavy drinkers, hard fighters. They'll take care of everything. They're going to drive me while I go along. I'll sing a Western song later to commemorate this anecdote. Also on Sunday, The Wizard of Oz. Capitol High School is doing the production of that film everybody loves. I mean, they're doing a play based on the film, but it's the same story where Dorothy goes to an ancient land and there's ruby red slippers. And what's funny is I saw this movie called The Forbidden Kingdom, which is playing at the Regal 14. And it's martial arts and fighting and asso, and they get each other.
Asso.
But that's basically The Wizard of Oz, except the kid goes back in time and he meets three people that help him and there's an evil guy. It's all the same, but I reviewed it in today's Pasatiempo.
Cool.
Meanwhile, also on Sunday is the Spring 2008 Contemporary Clay Fair. Everybody loves to play with clay. He's a nice guy. There's work by more than 30 artists. It's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Santa Fe Women's Club, which is at 1616 Old Pecos Trail. No charge. And we've already mentioned this, but we'll do it again in case you just tuned in, because you knew I was going to be on the air, as opposed to you that tuned out and aren't listening now.
That's so many people who tune in because you are on the air.
Well,
and I'm not kidding.
Well, I'm an airy guy. April in Paris. You just had those characters on.
We just talked about that.
4 o'clock Vanessa. Last time to see these guys singing songs like April in Paris. Why do I feel so delightful? And oddly enough, on Saturday and Sunday, if you feel like driving down to Madrid, at the Madrid, what's that place called? The Engine House Theater? Dean Heinemann, H-I-N-M-O-N, is doing an evening with George Burns. Now, even though George Burns is dead, I guess he's going to, what do you call it when you get somebody to channel their spirit through your body?
Channel them?
Well, let's just say he's gonna do something to channel them. I ought to... He's going
to
be
what
basically...
What am I supposed to say? What's the word that you're looking for? I don't know.
Anyway,
I
he's
never
basically
know.
Portraying George Burns. 438-3780. Channel them.
Hey, tonight, I'm just reading my tonight, announcements here at random. A tonight. Concert for Peace by Michael Fitzpatrick. Celebration of Millennium Music's film Compassion Rising. Cellist Michael Fitzpatrick, the film's creator, will perform the Invocation for World Peace to set the tone for the evening, and let's see, and afterward we'll be joined by Earl Rollator in dialogue, and the location is Santa Maria de la Paz Catholic Community at right across from the Santa Fe Community College at 6:30. A Concert for Peace by Michael Fitzpatrick, 473-4200. For more information.
And that's listed in the PASA Week calendar, compiled by Rob DeWalt. Pick up that up if you want to find out what's happening in town, arts-wise. Also, you can get ePasatiempo online. And I just want to point out
this.
Yeah, the Santa Fe New Mexican has a new website. I just want to mention this. It's a Santa Fe Youth Connect site on our website. And it's got a listings of organizations who offer resources for young people in Santa Fe. And if there's anything you're looking for, art-wise or maybe some sort of social help, check out Santa Fe Youth Connect on the Santa Fe New Mexicans website. So,
not to mention Small Dog Rescue having an adoption day in front of Teca 2 in San Busco tomorrow from noon till 3.
Adopt me. Dogs are fun to adopt, especially when they move in with you. One of my dogs I brought inside a place. I'm not going to mention the place, but there's a tree inside the place. And he thought he was outside.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh. Hey,
I brought my dog to the airport one day, and he did this. He thought a garbage can was a tree.
You can't bring a dog on a flight. What are you doing?
No, into the airport, not into the airplane.
Well, what are you doing with a dog in the airport?
I was meeting my mother who was arriving on the airplane.
Oh, this is great. You brought little schnauzer with you to go...
I brought Horatio.
Horatio, Horatio. The Rolling Stone covers, photographs by Baron Wallman. That is our cover story in Paso Tiempo today.
Yay.
Reception 5 to 7 p.m. tonight at Andrew Smith Gallery at 122 Grant Avenue. Phone number 984-1234. Meanwhile, it's Delgado, Fourth Friday Art Walk. Delgado Street off of Canyon Road. Food, fun, fine art galleries are all doing some sort of gallery-wise antics. Downtown, Monroe Gallery of Photography has photographs by Eddie Adams, the late photographer, armed with a camera from the Adams Studio Archive. Reception 5 to 7 p.m. You might know him best for that photo from 1968 of the prisoner being executed on the streets of Saigon. But there's some good photo shows between Baron Wallman and Eddie Adams. I think it's going to be an exciting photo weekend. And I do want to mention Zane Bennett Contemporary Art, 826 Canyon Road, although they're opening a new space in the rail yard soon. Contemporary Printmakers, it's a group show. They're also having mixed media photos by Tony Soule, S-O-U-L-I-E. I never mispronounce names on purpose. I mispronounce a lot of things. Reception 5 to 7 tonight.
Hey, we had the producers of Rumi Returning, which is a movie about the Sufi poet Rumi, on the cafe a couple of days ago, and they will be here on Friday and Saturday after the 8:15 screenings, or at the 8:15 screenings at the Film Center, to conduct a discussion on Rumi.
I'm glad you found Rumi on the show to talk about that.
Yeah.
People that follow that guy, they're called Rumi-tisms. Anyway, the star party's tonight. That's the
You just make yourself laugh.
The Night Sky program. I do amuse myself. Sometimes I just start laughing. I just sit there and say, man, I'm funny.
You say, man, you're funny. Somebody's got to do it.
No, I say I'm funny. Not you're funny. Star party. Dun, dun, dun. You've always wanted to meet some of the major stars here in Santa Fe, and tonight is your chance. At 8:30 p.m., drive up Hyde Memorial State Park, 8 miles from Santa Fe off Hyde Park Road. Pull up, roll down your windows, climb into the back seat with your sweetie, and start smooching. No, wait a minute. This is the Night Sky program of the New Mexico Heritage Preservation Alliance and the New Mexico State Parks. Whew. And what they're doing is giving you a laser tour of the major stars and the consternations up there in the sky.
Constellations?
Well, if it's any consolation to you, I don't know what I'm talking about. But anyway, it's 8:30 tonight. It's free. 989-6396. So if you just want to see the stars, go up and lay back. Maybe get a blanket out. Did you used to do that in the drive-in? Put your blanket on the hood of your station wagon?
No, never did.
Watch the movie? Unless you were
never
with somebody.
Did.
The Wailers are playing tonight. Southwest Roots Music presents this group, 7:30 p.m., Santa Fe Brewing Company, call the Lenzik.
Hey, also tonight at Evangelo's, Steppin' Out, R&B, Funk, Soul, and
Blues.
You
got it. 9 o'clock, cover charge. Meanwhile, the Ore House has Don Curry and Pete Springer doing classic rock at 8 o'clock. I like the Ore House, but you can't dance there. Second Street Brewery.
They don't let you?
I was at Second Street Brewery last night, and I feel really bad. I don't know the band that was playing, but they were terrific. So whichever band that was, you guys were superb, and I would urge everybody to go hear you.
All right, then.
I'll have to look in last week's posse and find out who you were. But tonight is Bone Orchard, Americana Gothic, 6 p.m., no cover. Meanwhile, down at the Tin Star on Water Street, which has very cold beer, 9:30 p.m., the Jakes do classic rock. Charles Tishner, who you had on earlier, is doing the piano at Vanessi tonight at 7:30. It's free. John Gooch is on the piano at 5:30 at El Dorado Hotel and Spa, followed by Vanilla Pop, who do 80s Lounge and Shtick, 8:30 p.m. There's a slight cover charge for the Vanilla Pop people.
And to flamenco dance performance, Julia Chacon and Friends with Live Music tomorrow, April 26th at 7 o'clock at Body. For more information, bodyofsantafe.com.
And the Princess and the Peanut. If you've got kids, you don't know what to do with them tomorrow. It's Saturday. They're tired of watching those Warner Brother cartoons, which we grew up on.
How can you get tired of that?
Well, because they're sort of sophisticated these days. They want the digital stuff. They don't want to see Daffy Duck and Bugs Bunny and all those antics. Anyway, Southwest Children's Theater presents a staged adaptation of a short story called The Princess and the Peanut by 11-year-old Emily Bergman. Tomorrow, 2 and 6 o'clock at the Santa Fe Playhouse. 984-3055 will give you all the ticket information you need. And if you've ever wanted to go backstage at the circus, which reminds me of a strange story that occurred between me and a fighting bear back in Athens, Greece, but I'll tell that story some other day when there's only
adults
around.
You know, that even has a ring of truth to it.
It does. It was absolutely true. This touring circus came through with a fighting bear, and they put gloves on him, and they asked guys to get in the ring.
And you did.
No, my girlfriend was pushing me to get in the ring. And the bear... he was like just sort of wrestling the guy without being angry, and then the guy hit the bear in the face, which is the stupidest thing to do. All he had to do was avoid the bear for like 3 minutes and you win the prize. The bear punched him in the face, pushed him down, and took his fist and banged the guy's head like repeatedly into the canvas. Then he stood the guy up, pulled his pants down, I'm sure they taught him that trick, and he pushed the guy over the ropes and he fell into the sawdust. I was next in line. Forget that. I didn't care if I didn't get to second base with the girl. I wasn't going to go in there and fight no bear. I wanted to see her bear, and I didn't get there either. What was I talking about?
The Great Hall at Peterson Student Center at St. John's College is the venue for a concert tonight.
I forgot
Bach
myself.
Fifth Partita. With the David McDonald Suite and Schubert Sonata in A Major, all of that tonight at 8 o'clock at St. John's College, 984-6000 for more information.
I remember that girl now. Her name was Bernadette. We called her Bernie. Anyway, I was talking about Backstage at the Circus. Wise Fool New Mexico Puppet Tales presents a participatory behind-the-scenes look at circus arts at 6:30 p.m. Saturday at the Wise Fool Studios out at 2778 Agua Fria Street. Unit D, as in delightful, you got to pay to get in, but there's 2-for-1 tickets at the door. 992-2588. So again, Backstage at the Circus tomorrow night could be fun. Bring the kids.
And here's another thing we talked about this week, but just to reiterate, Growing Up Girl, a Penn New Mexico program on young women in young adult literature in collaboration with the George O'Keefe Museum Leadership for Girls program tonight and tomorrow, tonight at 7 o'clock. And at the annex, the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum Education Annex.
I like antics.
And tomorrow morning at La Fonda, and then tomorrow afternoon once again at the Education Annex of the Georgia O'Keeffe Museum. Panel discussions and all sorts of things. For more information, 988-5185.
What time is it?
8:50.
Okay, I got time.
Okay.
Wednesday night, there's a lot of theater going on. St. John's College Theater Group students are presenting the Laramie Project, based on the 1998 death of University of Wyoming student Matthew Shepard. 8 o'clock, Great
Hall. The Garson Theater Company did that in Santa Fe some years ago, and they did a terrific job.
It was an excellent show. You're right, about 4 or 5 summers back, they did a great job. This is donations. It's up there at St. John's College, 984-6000. Meanwhile, Joey Chavez, a terrific guy, Santa Fe High School teacher and director, he's presenting a work in progress that he wrote based on his experiences in New York City some time ago. It's called Home, a Work in Progress, 7 o'clock at the Lenzic, Wednesday. Got to pay to get in, 988-1234. And that's the same night that the College of Santa Fe's BFA production studio class presents The Boys Next Door, which was done at the Armory for the Arts about 5 or 6 years ago as well. 7 o'clock, Wackester Studio Theater. You got to pay to get in. Requested donation, not too expensive. 473-6511.
And you already talked about the spring musical Happy End at the Greer Garson Theater.
I did, and there's a story in today's PASA.
Right.
There's also 100 Years of American Music and Dance, all put together and compiled by the National Dance Institute of New Mexico, using students from various elementary schools, including Connie and Agua Fria. And basically, it's 6 o'clock on Thursday, and you got to pay to get in, and they're going to do 100 years of music and dance, and they're probably going to put it together for you in 75 minutes, which is good. That's like the, what do you call those, cliff
100
notes?
100 years in 75 minutes.
It's like the cliff notes you get when you had to read Shakespeare. Do you remember those?
No, I never used those.
What, did you read Shakespeare?
I did.
The whole thing?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was high school, and I had nothing else to do.
The first thing that happens is, like, 4 guys in old costumes come out and say, yay, merrily, back in the... So they give you the backstory, and it's like, it takes, like, 8 pages to get to the point. If you pick up the cliff notes, you get through all this stuff as a paragraph.
That's true, but then you have to endure the humiliation of asking your parents to buy it for you, and they're both college professors.
My parents never went to college, so I didn't have that embarrassment.
I'm just saying.
I just go out and buy things on my own. It's like, I wouldn't ask them to go to the drugstore and get me personal stuff either. Maybe some deodorant when I was young, but what time is it?
8:53.
Yikes.
And counting.
Tonight, An Eye for Youth, readings by members of Santa Fe High School's Poetry Club, 7 o'clock at the Santa Fe High School, Yucca Street, no charge. David Koss, our mayor, is speaking tonight at the college.
Yes, he is. And we had him on yesterday in a wonderful conversation. And he's just a great speaker and a wonderful person.
I think so, too.
Has a lot to say. I mean, he spoke about his respect for the United States Constitution yesterday and almost brought tears to my eyes.
He's going to be on at 7 o'clock tonight speaking at Tipton Hall, College of Santa Fe. It's free. like him or not, respect him or not, know him or not, I think it's a great opportunity to go hear him speak
it
about bridging the cultural divide. It's part of that series at the College of Santa Fe's Beyond the Lecture.
And it's the last in that series, and I would like once again and finally to say a terrific congratulations to Carol Carpenter, who put this series together, and it is a spectacular series of speakers.
She's a great lady. She's a really good person.
Yeah, she's
good
very,
writer.
Very good at this. Good writer and puts together lecture series like nobody's business.
Right.
Hey, this Saturday at 10 o'clock right here on KSFR, Taran Lovewave continues with part two of his hour and a half conversation with controversial author David Icke, and that is right here on KSFR.
Elizabeth Kick Romero wrote an interesting story in today's Pasa Tiempo about the annual iron pouring workshop in Tucumcari. It's a really good piece in the side story on the Dinosaur Museum out there. So if you're interested in that, pick up Pasa Tiempo.
Have you been there?
I've been to Tucumcari, but I have not yet been to the Dinosaur Museum. I'm always afraid they're going to come to life and get me. Because like in the
like
movies...
Like that bear?
The bear was real. Bears exist. But dinosaurs, like when the skeletons come to life and chase you and nobody believes you. She also wrote about David Dunn, the electrical acoustic composer, who's going to be...
at the CCA tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
That's right. He's presenting an improvised piece at 8 o'clock at CCA tomorrow night.
And then he's giving a lecture on Sunday at 2 o'clock.
He certainly is. Do you remember that Abbott Costello routine where they were talking about David Dunn and they were like, did you see what David Dunn did? What David Dunn did? You speak worse language than me, Abbott. That's great. It was Irene Dunn, though. They were like...
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, what time is it?
8:55.
Well, good. I have time to sing. What else do you want to know?
What else is happening this weekend that is worth knowing?
I'm going to Monument Valley.
Well, that's great. What are you going to do there?
I'm going to drive out there and look around and get back in the car and come home.
Ah, yes.
I'm going to stop in Gallup for a beer.
Gallup is one of your favorite tourist destinations.
I love Gallup, and I'm going with a couple of guys, which is not how I envisioned that happening, but they insisted on taking me along. I'm supposed to sing cowboy singles to them all the way out there. So I will. I'll start out with a great one by Dean Martin. The sun is setting in the west. The cattle are down by the stream. He sang that in Rio Bravo. Red wings settling in his nest. And it's time for this cowboy to dream. Purple light in the canyon. That is where I long to be with my three good companions, just my rifle, pony, and me. That's a great song. And then John Wayne's there watching, and Ricky Nelson gets involved. But you have to do the closing credits, so I don't want to cut over you. I'll sing.
Oh no, we've got time.
Oh really?
We've got another minute and a half.
Oh, that's even better.
I would like to say, because we haven't done a whole lot of movie announcements. Don't forget to go to your wonderful Santa Fe movie theaters, including but not limited to the Screen on the College of Santa Fe campus, the CCA Cinematheque, and the Santa Fe Film Center in the formerly known as the Cinema Cafe.
You're looking for a good date movie? Go out to Regal 14 and see Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Is it good?
Really good mainstream comedy. Racy,
good
naughty,
mainstream
sweet,
comedy?
Good acting. Really, I have a review
I've
in the Pasa Tiempo.
I've never heard or seen it.
It's really well done.
Comedy.
Seriously, it's a nice piece.
All right.
Gonna hang my sombrero on the branch of a tree. Riding home to Amarillo, just my rifle, my pony, and me. That's a great, Rio Bravo's a great movie. Everybody should watch Rio Bravo like 8 times in a week and then fast forward to that scene. That's why I like having it on video. On DVD, it messes everything up.
It does?
Yeah, sure, because you got to click ahead and the next thing you know, you're 3 minutes ahead, but on video, you can find the scene. And then Ricky Nelson cuts in, and then it's like two voices going.
You can find the scene on DVD, too. You
it's
just
not
put
as
it on
easy.
Slow, fast forward.
And then Dino goes, whippoorwill, and Ricky goes, whippoorwill, in the meadow, sings a sweet melody. She'll be there waiting for me, for my rifle, my pony. And me, for my rifle, my pony, and me.
Robert Knott, you're great.
Thanks. I don't mind being here. It's a lot of fun.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. Robert Knott joins us every Friday, just about,
well,
speaking of the arts. And he is the associate editor of the Pasatiempo Friday Arts Magazine in the Santa Fe New Mexican. And he sings like an angel.
Well, thank you.
That's so sweet.
But I act like a devil.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Like,
my name is Mary Charlotte.
I know you.
KS, I know, but other people might not know whom they're listening to. KSFR streams live on the web at ksfr.org. You can email me at radiocafe@ksfr.org or leave a message at 428-1528. We're also podcasting at the website santafe.radiocafe.org, where you can hear the show anytime you want to listen to it, thanks to Santa Fe's .foil computer services. And you can also subscribe to the show on iTunes. Thanks to Laurel Reynolds for engineering today. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's award-winning news team. And after that, Jazz a la Carta with Ricardo Perez and Helga Ancona in the middle Brazilian hour, broadcasting live from the Santa Fe Baking Company. My name is Mary Charlotte. This is Robert Knott.
And me.
Hasta la vista.
Adios.
Mwah.
Oh, yeah.
Mwah.
Oh, French.
Ciao.